Class reunion. Not exactly fun until the third rum and coke. Then one school chum interrupts the hum and buzz and half-drunken fuzz for a joke. His genuine draft thunks down, emblematic drink of this small Midwestern town, and he says, "So, Doyce, are you still a nerd?" Before I proceed, a disclaimer about this guy, not me. He's a bit of a skeez. He might say he hasn't let the years change him. I might say he hasn't changed his denim Wranglers. Might be the same pair he wore down there under his gown where he stood up with the rest of us, mortarboard on like the rest of us, but all the way down at the end of the line, 50th out of 49 diploma-receiving graduates. No real friend of mine. And certainly it would feel sickly sublime to just dismiss him this time. Ask how his wife likes the wine or how it feels standing in line for unemployment. But there would be no enjoyment. We're all together here, feeling the booze and beer and good cheer, sitting at folding tables, telling each other fables about the last 25 years. So, rather than rage, I decide to engage and say, "A nerd? Me? Let's see." I'm not going to waste time talking about role-playing games, walking to school every day, hauling three bursting gym bags full of rule books, and all the funny looks. I mean, you know that already. You were there. And at the time, it's not like I cared what anyone thought, what kind of stares I got. No one was going to kick my ass, not when there's only 50 kids in our class, and the biggest nerds in school at the time were five of the varsity football front line. No. Let's move forward in time. Am I a nerd? The person who convinced me to write my first book, I met in college when she came over to look at photocopied posters for a local gaming convention, my personal invention, which I and my friends were hanging on every wall in campus, and she wanted to ask us if we'd ever played Vampire the Masquerade. We're still close today. I introduced her to her husband at one of those college game days. Their daughter's name is Ray. Am I a nerd? My wife and I met online, the story of our times, but a dating site? Tame. We met playing video games, saving the world with ice and flame or bows and blades, looting digital upgrades from 20-player raids. Our date nights were orc fights. Dorks, right? Sure, we became friends because we're both clever and witty and had things in common, like saving Paragon City. But you know what charmed her? What floated her boat? I kept up with her Buffy the Vampire Slayer quotes. Am I a nerd? My kids would say yes, if I had to guess. My daughter, 9, at recess, plays the part of a zombie princess. Scary, but cool, in a ragged black dress. Leading her armies onto the field with a magic sword only she can wield. And the other kid? He gets an unbreakable shield. Do they get teased? Not that I've seen. And in any case, she'd handle it better than me. "You know who's a nerd?" she calls out at school. "I am!" "But all of you are too." A nerd, she explains, is just a name for someone who gets excited about video games or science or music, going to space, reading 4-inch thick books with a smile on your face, the local sports teams, shooting some pictures or baking souffles with just the right lift. Nerds are just people who care so much about something it scares you. So, you ask me this question to, what, see if I blush? Find out if my spirit is easily crushed? I can't even guess. So let me address your query with something far less than indignant fury. A nerd? Me? Yes, absolutely. What does he say? Wow, okay. I just wanted to see what you thought of the new Hobbit movies. And my wife, thus far silent throughout the exchange, cries out in pain. Oh, God! Now you're just trolling. Both of you go get drinks before he really gets going.